Good morning and happy anniversary celebration. So today we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of this church building. It was dedicated in 1951 in February, but we decided to have it in July because we wanted to be with the Bach Festival singers. And so it is a joyous time for us to be like the master of the household and to bring out what is old and what is new. And as I look around, yes, this is 75 years old, not that old in terms of historical buildings, but it is distinctly Carmel. And one of the things when we hear the gospel talk about the kingdom is like in parables. The kingdom is like, the word parable means to lay beside. And so the parable is laying beside the things that we would do in ordinary life. And it's bringing us to awareness of the extraordinary in the ordinary daily tasks. So Jesus disguises truth in these parables of things that you and I might relate to. And so today we celebrate all those who've come before us. We bring out the old. Robert Jones is the architect who drew the plans for this church. And Harold Cummings designed the stained glass windows here and in the back of the church. And Wilhelmina Otterdrop, the angels along the side of the nave. So we remember these artisans and people, and Alfred Seccom, who was the rector of All Saints Church, who oversaw the raising of the funds and the vision the people had for a new house of worship, a new sacred space that was bigger, that could accommodate more people. And then there's all the unnamed people who came before, who participated in the planning and the visioning and gave of their resources. And so they're like the leaven in the bread that continues to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, these parables have a teaching for us to really begin to look at how the kingdom of heaven works in our ordinary lives, how it is sown into our everyday lives. And not just those things that are going well, also those things that aren't going so well, that God is working all things together for good. So we bring out the old and we celebrate that, and we also usher in the new. And we look around and at the other things that are particularly new, like the Ludmila Pavlovska icons that we received about 8 years ago, and the Icons of Transformation exhibit that we held here at All Saints Church, and the Peace Post project that All Saints Day School put together during COVID, during the pandemic. And now we have a new painting that we will be welcoming this afternoon that is hidden. And that's the beauty of the parables, is that, you know, the real truth of the parable is hidden from us. Because if we think we know, then we stop seeking, we stop exploring. So it is hidden. It has to be revealed to us when we're ready to receive it. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And if you know anything about rabbinic law, it was forbidden for mustard seeds to be planted in a garden because they would take over the whole thing. So there's a little bit of corruption here. And that's what's so amazing about these parables, because the people who would be listening to them going, what? We know that it'll take over the whole garden. I'm not going to plant a mustard seed in my garden. But parables are hyperbolic. They're designed to grab our attention. So I invite you today also to bring out your old memories of All Saints, and also to bring in the new. What is it that you remember? What is your connection with this community and whatever capacity that has touched you? Barbara Dickinson and her son have generously put together a page on our website where you can go and visit and share your story with everyone else. But what are your memories? What are you bringing to remembrance? And it's important for us to take time to remember, because it reminds us of what is significant. And it reminds us to celebrate all those who've come before it, who've made it possible for us to be here. We would not be here without their gift to us. And that's another message in the parable, is that we often don't value what we haven't worked for. And so it's a message about grace. We can't earn grace. There's no way that I can do all the right things to merit grace, because grace is freely given regardless of what I do or don't do. And so we grapple with this message about how do I receive something I haven't earned. Because the world conditions us to believe that we can only gain what we work for. But grace is freely given. And so something that's freely given, we sometimes don't value as much, and we might squander it. But then grace keeps on giving. And giving and giving. And so the only way to hold on to the kingdom is to give it away, to share it, to pass it on. And that's what I love about All Saints. It's not just our church community, but we share space with another community, St. John's Orthodox Church, and we share space with the Carmel Bach Festival and the Madrigalia Singers and E. Cantori and the Craft Fair and many other groups that benefit from this sacred space. So it is a community. The kingdom of heaven belongs to everyone. Everyone. No one is excluded. Because it is not earned. It completely smashes our whole hierarchical understanding of who is valuable and who isn't. So those whose names remain are valuable, but the people who are unnamed are just as valuable. And so we take this opportunity today to remember what has been given to us freely, poured out to us, so that we can then pass it on, to share it with others. And that's what we're doing today in this 75th anniversary celebration, is we're reconnecting with the greater community and we're sharing what we have with others. And we're celebrating this together. And looking at the impact that this sacred space has had in Carmel and on the Monterey Peninsula and beyond. And we want to keep on giving because we want to pass it on to whoever comes after us. It isn't the mustard seed and the pearl and the treasure and the fish, whatever, you know, mode you want to hold on to. It's given so that we can turn around and give it away. That's how we hold on to the kingdom, is giving it away. And so thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us today for this 75th anniversary celebration, and also to bless this sacred space that it might continue to touch the lives of many more people for another 75 or 150 years. It's worth remembering. It's worth celebrating, and it's worth giving it away. Amen.